Maloney, you're talking about containing Michael Murphy, but Patrick McBrady's a handful. You have Frank McGlynn coming down one side. You have Carl Lacey coming through the middle. Big Neil Gallagher's playing the football of his career. Martin McElhenney has now got an established, you know, is now established in the middle of the field and playing superb football. Or I haven't even mentioned Orrin McNeillis, who's a superb talent. Like, all over the field, there's a good Donegal side. And we know that, you know, there's no point in just going out to plan to stop Michael Murphy. We got to plan ourselves to play as a team and be positive. And the other side of it, like, Derry have plenty of good footballers. There's no doubt at all about that. And we would aim to make sure that what I call we play and really, really perform on the day.
In the analysis of the game last May at Celtic Park, there was a lot said about Donegal's 10 minutes after half time, and it was the key period in the game. But do you take heart from the first 35 minutes? Because ultimately Derry led at half time and had played fairly well up until that point.
Well, Donegal had and that great 10 minutes, and that 10 minutes they scored very heavily. And it was exactly the same in the league game of the year up in Ballybuffet. We had played really, really well at half up to half time, and then they hit us, totally stepped it up, pushed forward on us for that 10 minutes, 15 minutes after half time, and again scored heavily. So, you know, it's hopefully something that we have learned. Whenever that 10 minute spell comes, you just don't want to be conceding and conceding heavily. By the other side of it, you know, we would hope that we can produce like. That match last year in the Championship was a really, really tight game. And we didn't get the breaks. We had hoped this time round that we do get the breaks. And listen, this is the makings of a class game.
Would you agree that Tyrone probably gave Donegal the tighter game in Ulster than Armagh did, because Tyrone's attack was a lot more functional and a lot better? They caused Donegal problems, whereas Armagh really didn't cause them any problems, and that's something you'll have to be very conscious of. Your attack is going to have to be on song.
Well, very much so. Donegal started really, really well against Tyrone, and then once Tyrone got the goal, they had a period of a real good period of ascendancy or whatever, and were probably very unlucky not to go in the lead at half time against Donegal. And you know, there was very, very little in that game. The crossbar at the end, and Tyrone could have had a replay. So we know ourselves that Donegal are capable of stepping it up. They stepped it up. There's no doubt they stepped it up against Armagh last Sunday. We would have to hope that we really step it up from our game with Down and produce a real big performance when it's needed here.
In terms of that performance against Down, first half was fairly good. Second half was no doubt disappointing for you.
Yeah. Took a lot of criticism, probably, and very few people actually give us any credit for what I would have seen was a very good first half display. Played very well. The only thing that disappointed about the first half was the fact that maybe we didn't score more. Second half we did. I mean, nobody can deny it, and we accept that ourselves, that we withdrew, that we stopped playing at the pace and intensity that we had been doing in the first half, almost content with the fact that we had got an extra man and had a lead and didn't push on. But it's something that hopefully we have learned from, and I would like to think if we're in the same position further down the line this year that we will have learned from it.
12 points was your tally that day against a side that wasn't probably overtly defensive. They had dropped men back, but they didn't have 13 behind the ball. That is a tally that will have to improve if you're going to trouble Donegal.
Yeah, we know that. We're very much aware of that. Defensively, like, Donegal are very good, very, very organised. Armagh found it very difficult to break through the last day against them. Even whenever they had a spell of dominance around the middle of the field and were getting plenty of possession, Armagh weren't able to penetrate. So, you know, it's someone definitely for us to be considering. We want to get the right balance. Obviously, we want to be able to, what do you call, attack as well as defend. But it's a matter of getting the right balance. They used a lot of long ball in against Armagh last Sunday. They have that ability with the forward line that they have to win ball one-on-one. They have equally that ability, if there are two or three men around them, to go up and win a ball as well. So they have worked on that side of it, and we'll be doing exactly the same, trying to ensure that, what do you call, we get both sides of the game balanced.
when you were with Donegal, would you ever have foreseen the success that they have subsequently had?
Wasn't one bit surprised, Gar, not at all. I always felt that great players. I remember telling Neil McGee, like, I think he was only 19 whenever I had started with him, that he would be recognised as one of the best fullbacks in Ireland, and I never any doubt about that. Frank McGlynn was a class player, you know, that's 9 years ago or whatever, was a super player at that time. Charles was exactly the same. So no, I had no doubt that they would, if they got their attitude right and everybody bought in, and that's exactly what has happened, and they reaped the rewards of that. And they're a team, as I would say it at the minute, that are probably approaching their peak. You know, really everybody playing real, real well. They're at the right age. They're going to present us with a fantastic challenge here on the 27th. But it's one that we'll be working towards as well.